This is Chris Young, co-author of Modernist Cuisine. I'd like to invite you to check out ChefSteps.com. It's a free website we've created as a place to learn new cooking techniques and collaborate with curious cooks from around the world. Sign up now at ChefSteps.com.
What's hot at the Green Market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thanks for tuning into the Grow NYC Market Update. This week, we're taking a trip out to Queens.
Great. Hey, Erin. Yeah, we're going to go out to our Forest Hills location, located right on Queens Boulevard at 70th Street. The market just reopened for its second season, but when it began last July, it was like no market opening I had ever seen. It was absolute gangbusters. This area of Queens is particularly beautiful. The community is very tight-knit. For about 3 years before we arrived, we received petitions and requests for opening a green market, but in that time we had yet to find the right spot. So finally we found a great location last year right in front of the Forest Hills Post Office, and opening day brought tons of customers who remained so loyal to the market that we opened early in April. I mean, we tend to open markets and give it a few weeks and get customer support, but this one was like opening day, the customers were there and ready.
That's awesome. So as it's a new market, I mean, what can we expect as far as products and farmers?
Yeah, the market's jam-packed with incredible producers. We have some specialty ethnic produce like Callaloo and Papiche from Amonte Farm. Bredalone and Las Delicias bring baked goods and pastries made with local grown flour and produce. Red Jacket Orchards, of course, with their juices and orchard fruit, because cherries are really not far away now. Long Island Seafood and animal welfare approved pork, lamb, poultry, and eggs from BNY Farm, Andrew's Local Honey, Long Island Produce, and what you don't typically find at most markets, two dairies. So we have Ronnie Brook, who everybody knows, and Good Ale. So Good Ale Farms is a dairy from the east end of Long Island. And when I visited the market last weekend, their stand was packed with customers picking up a wide variety of Chev. I got plain because I'm a purist, but the other flavors look delicious. They also sell prepared horseradish by the clamshell, so it's a lot. And I've never seen that on a, I've seen it raw on farmers' stands before, but never prepared. So I thought that was an awesome product to see. And the flavor was so much better than prepared horseradish from this store. So also, I don't want to forget to mention that, much to the immense happiness of Forest Hills customers, Build It Green Compost will be starting food scrap collections this Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon. So customers can drop off their kitchen scraps every week after that.
Nice. Well, you know, I know Forest Hills, there's a lot going on out of that neighborhood. What do you guys recommend in particular folks check out if they're making the trek out to visit the market?
Yeah, the neighborhood's well known for its beautiful architecture, Tudor-style homes, and flourishing gardens. So just cruising around is really nice and makes you feel like you're traveling through old Europe. Food-wise, this neighborhood covers the map in true Queen style. French bakeries, Cuban sandwiches, Lebanese, wafas for shish tawuk and lamb shawarma, Middle Eastern and Japanese grocery stores. I could go on all day. Basically, if you want to adventure into the outer boroughs for some incredible food, head directly to Forest Hills.
That is awesome. You're making me hungry. Well, Liz, I know that there's a lot going on. You know, it's a busy time at market. You've got some new shops opening, some events. What should we be looking for in the next week?
Well, I want to give a shout-out to strawberries. They're in abundance right now, and sweet peas showed up this week also. Peonies, they're my favorite flower, so I want to mention them. They're here for such a short period of time. Be sure to pick some up. Market openings this Saturday, we have Sunnyside and Socrates opening in Queens, Bay Ridge opening in Brooklyn. Next Tuesday, Fort Washington, Bronxborough Hall, and Elmhurst all open, and we're starting compost collection at Fort Washington and Bronxborough Hall for the first time this year. So that'll all be happening next Tuesday. Union Square, this weekend we have Luisa Shafia there. A lot of people know Luisa. She runs a nice catering company, and her book is New Parisian Cooking. So she'll be out at Union Square. And then next weekend on the 8th, we're going to have Batali Brothers and Dad. So the Mario Batali's sons are young, like 14 and 16, and for their dad's 50th birthday, they put out a cookbook for him. So they're going to be at market selling their cookbook, and Mario will be there selling some of his books also. Also this Saturday, we have 82nd Street Green Market. Chef A.J. Black from Il Tesoro will be making fresh pasta and a seasonal sauce. Next Saturday at Grand Army Plaza, we have our shortcake, strawberry shortcake eating contest, so we're trying to get all the dads out to ramp up for Father's Day and get everybody excited. The categories for winning are fastest, messiest, and cleanest. So even if you're not participating, it's really fun to watch. Also, starting at Film Forum on June 12th is a documentary about bees and colony collapse disorder. And the next day, June 13th, Hunter College for their food policy for breakfast series, which I love. I've been to a couple already, and they're great. They're going to do their, that morning will be about bees, and the director and writer for the film will be there. So you can, June 12th and 13th, learn as much as you possibly could ever know about bees at both of those events.
Oh, man. Pasta, honey, shortcake, Mario Batali. I mean, those kids are making me feel bad about what I gave my dad for his 50th.
I know, right? Well, it's summer, so the list is going to keep going.
That's awesome. Well, Liz, thanks for taking some time out to give us the update. Really appreciate you checking in.
Great. Thanks, Erin.
To find out more about what's happening at the Grow NYC markets, definitely visit them, www.grownyc.org. There you can find information on more cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, and everything that's happening at your weekly neighborhood green market. You can also stay up to date in the moment by following them on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, whatever your pleasure is. Check them out and definitely stay tuned in next week for another Grow NYC market update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.